Thus I heard, at one time the blessed one was dwelling in the royal domain of Vulcan Peak Mountain, with a great gathering amongst the great assembly of the Sambas. At that time, the blessed one was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. And having no characteristics, they are born and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, until no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, no path, no attainment and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Te ata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how Bodhisattva Mahasattva is trained for the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the blessed one arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva and the Avalokiteshvara that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage of his soul. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you were taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the blessed one had said this, the venerable Shariputra and noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the blessed one.
Yeah. Yeah. Pencho Donde Bada Adesha Nyane Shinlo Jira Sovande Nyane Shinlo Jira Sovande Donde Yine Nandrade Chode Dere De Da Jogede Seza Gozane
It is as usual, we are shaping our motivations. So, speaking of shaping one's motivation or the cultivating a positive motivations, is here one can ask question oneself, we are spending 2 hours here. For what purpose that we are really spending 2 hours?
당가서 변한 로와 건너로 뭐지 소원나 이 영화서 간가 네 취제지 마전에 로녀히 취제지 마전에 로녀히 로상에 조절해도 왔어.
So if we reflect ourselves and carefully, as Gungdang Rinpoche stated, that it's quite evident that we haven't been able to engage in the Dharma practice for past 20 years,
mm-hmm.
all of us.
So ye, ame kubo nama jene zo de lo nyeshi padu chi 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 chayme was.
So, given by one's, you know, given a birth by one's own mother, mm-hmm. until the 20 years of one's age, we mm-hmm. haven't really, you know, paid attention to engaging in practice of Dharma. So then later on, though you have a desire to practice Dharma, but you have kind of, you know, a procrastinating yourself that I may practice, you know, tomorrow and so on and so forth. This is how we spend our time, you know, by procrastinating once on practice.
So
those of you who haven't really reached 40 years of age, so you're still keep, you know, procrastinating your practice. So for us, we are now, you know, over 40 years. So we are kind of, you know, spending our life by having a lot of regrets. You know, I haven't been able to do this, I haven't been able to do this, this and this and that. So we're just, in a way that we're just spending our life with full of regrets. So we have spent our life in spending one's life without doing anything, in other words. So we have So it is a biography of one's own self, you know, not being able to accomplish anything. So you might, again, when I say that, you might think that, you know, I really, you know, wasted my life, you know, because I have accomplished a lot by reflecting yourself on your own successes of the material gain. So then another question here is, if we transit right now from this life to another life, mm-hmm. are we really have a confidence of having a better life in our future life? So you might again think that, most of you might think, though I haven't been able to do anything very positive or the virtuous deeds, yet at the same time, I haven't done, you know, bad things either. You might think in that way. If you are unable to recall the negative deeds that you may have committed in your past, then are we really able to recall what kind of positive deed that we have done in our past? So our life is really, you know, passing through in a very neutral sort of way. So I think that's one must then cultivate a thought that I must do something that to have a positive rebirth in my future life.
Mm-hmm. 링아 예수의 강 존재 계시로 거두에게니 마지막에 저마토나 적인다 세로지.
So then one must cultivate a thought that I'll do my best to engage in the virtuous conduct of three doors, body, speech, and mind, in the presence of all those root and lineage gurus.
대례 답치여 지로왕가로 찍어 제와 선제 은혜리마소 니니 나로게 제와이나 타협이 선제 타지게 된다 제토에 인가 은혜니 반도 인가를 텐진한 자기도 오늘 된뒤기 텐진한 장바도 고고에 바치 나로 돌아던다 나로 나로 쉬지 림보 마레베스.
So then this positive deeds again, you know, to have a positive, you know, rebirth in one's spiritual life, is if I were to focus only on the purpose of my own, you know, gain or my own benefits in the future life, then that is not adequate. So then one must, you know, think about all other sentient beings and realizing that potentiality or the potential that you have within you to be able to benefit entire sentient beings by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So try to think of whether you are able to generate some kind of special feelings within you by reflecting your own self and thinking about, you know, henceforth, I will do whatever I can to benefit all other sentient beings, to gain the state of enlightenment by myself, to benefit other sentient beings. So when you cultivate such thoughts, then try to see yourself whether you have some kind of special feeling within yourself.
So
with this feeling, then visualizing, you know, all those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the space in front of oneself, and then try to reflect upon yourself and to see whether you are able to generate some kind of special feelings within you, in other words, bodhicitta. So, good. Let's remain focused on this development of bodhicitta. So with these motivations, then you are receiving the teachings of the Namrim, which is the stages to the path to enlightenment. So it is a tradition to making sure that when we give the teachings, making sure that teachings that we're giving or the receiving can be traceable to the teachings, the source of the teachings of the Buddha himself, Buddha's teaching. It says, just as the the water is traceable to the snow mountain, so too the teachings of the Buddha must be traceable to the teachings or the source of Buddha's teaching or the Buddha's teaching itself.
아니 단다 건데 가서 쉬거나 이 간제 네기 주에 주부 강한 또 가잖아요. 아니 토마토마 점된 되지. 송 아니 바도 자가 변변하지. 아니 덴비게 송라 투성 치진 되지는 또 바로 질려 총 총에 라니게 총바나 이게 아니 도대다 얘는 제바 손에 되네. 아니 바도 아니 자가 변변하지. 로와 냐네 제세나레 송바세나레 지바로와
So then this particular teaching that we are that I'm giving here is too traceable to the Buddha's Buddha Shakyamuni's teaching, the source of Buddha's it's the teachings, the source of the teachings. And so then first having given the teachings by Buddha himself, and then later in the it was then followed by the other practitioners of the Indian Pandits by receiving the teachings, meditating and contemplating. By means of those, all this, practice, meditating and contemplating, they have gained high levels of spiritual realizations.
ko nyangshi chengen de wayna yang ti parul ti jone pe na ma su ge jaga ge pe ne ne thoma ngobol lu de pa pa thome ji ne chong jorwa yin sa ne ngobol lu de je zen jambe yon ne ji ne ro pa pa thone ne jaga shamba ji ne ngo su ji jo ta de sa
so teachings to the source of the teachings are actually traceable to those two great Indian pundits. One is the Asanga, and other one is the Indian Pandit Nagarjuna. So Nagarjuna is a follower of the Manjushri, and Asanga is a follower of the Maitreya.
Then the jaga ke pindu ni chini chini jini ani nyame jo che me bad ji ro nyame jo che ma ne pyo khang che yong la ani pyo khang che yong la pa ka dang sama ji ko so na ta ma ni ge den de dang do wa
so then this particular teaching is then transmitted from the Buddha to his followers and so on, and then finally it is transmitted to the Adishya Dibhamkara Shri Jana.
Tedu gozo kadang ge sama ge temba te tabe gozo la be tongra nga du ge chere do a be ne kedu ni de chi chu ba da ba be to ba ran ji le thone ta ngo su thwa ye nge se gro wa
so during that Adishya Dibhamkara Shri Jana's time in Tibet, and there were a lot of practitioners known as Kadampa practitioners. It says there were 5,000 of Kadampa practitioners who have gained high levels of
lama teyi lama la tona ngai yori lama teyi tenri yori se tenri shi yori chere do.
So according to the history, it says one guru has a 5,000 disciples, another guru has a 5,000 disciples, and so on.
Ani tene ani pyo khangche ge jong ro ta ta ji sewa na yi to ba ran ji le chung nyang shi che ani tene ani khangche ta nga so gi tyang da la shu ba sen na re khangche pyo gi ji bo tene gi ya shu ne ani shang chung lang zhong seng ne ji ani de yi je ba la shang chung lang re chi mo sen ani nyang wa la mo song ga ba chen be song ani nga so de ri chi ne ji de re yes
so then later on this Adishya has given the teachings what is known as lamp for path to enlightenment, which is Changshu Lamrim. And then the Lamrim is a commentary. The Lamrim that we're engaging, we're receiving the teaching, is the commentary of the Adishya's lamp for path to enlightenment.
Jirumbo ye rani ye nyale cheba manse roa. Didi ko sol cheta gelu ke cha sing de yo mare. Chulu mbo ye re da yonsu zobala. Ani ji jang ja 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 kharsa ta janje yin are benje yin na yonsu zo ba nyang shin rang ji la to ba chung chung ba ma ze ji zen jambe yang ne ro wa na tu me de me su de be na xie zi na kan je de lu ke song ne ni ta shu ni lang re chi mo sen de dian le pe xian ju ji le do
so lama tsongkhapa had had gone through the extensive studies of the commentaries written by both Indian pandits and as well as the Tibetan scholars and highly realist Tibetan scholars. And having completed all the studies, and so he integrated the essence of the teachings of the both commentaries written by the both Tibetan and as well as the Indian pandits. He then composed this, later on, he then composed this Jiangju Lamrim.
Labadu Lamrim Halanda Sungi Dirwa, Sejin Jayi Mijung Trinleche Ledu Jiangju Lamjirin Basunga Rwa. Sejin Jawa Shuji Sanje Nanjiji Mide Shungi Trinlela Tene, Ani Jiangju Lamjirin Basunga Yin Seyara Madu, Rangyi Ye Tozo Suni Jinna Mare.
Sorry, I forgot the early translation. Then, in fact, it is said that Lama Tsongkhapa was actually received directly the teachings from Manjushri, according to the history. And then, after the conclusion prayers of the Lamrim that we find, he was able to compose this Lamrim text by means of the activities of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
Deji nyandola ani zebabi chewa de chuji chewa ni ga pechi tenri andigir.
So it's the greatness of the composer and the greatness of the Dharma. Very brilliant.
Ani tenri ge chewa de tejun ga so timo yeri ne ne ba mai ba ani dela ani nyenge yi kanre nyo gure shi nge kanre shi gure sana ani dani ga so kyono che ba de. Mata ye shang chu seji mhalan chu ju sen go ba sa.
Since it's such a precious teachings, then how what kind of manner that disciples or the listeners must adopt, as well as the teacher who is giving the teachings must adopt. So this, when it comes to this question, then we talked about the shaping one's mind or the cultivating of positive motivations earlier.
Ani ta danga dambak ngo jela ma cheta te yirin ba sa je je ba de la ani na je sa wa shen ye de mi cheta de no lo cheta jang yirin ba ni che de ye ne she she ji chen ro ba
so then it starts from dambak ngo ge lo ma cheta te yirin ba, which means the sequence in which the disciples are to be taught the actual instructions, and then this will be branches into two, how to rely upon one's guru. And having relied upon one's guru, how to train one's mind.
On the day, Nalo Chedai Jenri Balani, the day, Nibolin Bishoko, the Nibo Chedalin Bishi.
So then, reflecting one's mind upon the preciousness of human rebirth, and then this will then be followed by the how to extract essence from this human rebirth. So there's actual teachings, then this will then be followed by the actual teachings of having a conviction upon the general paths of the teachings. And then actual teachings. So then to extract the actual essence of the teachings, then again branches out the three steps. The three branches are the teachings, the practice of small scopes, middling scopes, and the great scopes will be followed. So then, with regard to the small
scopes. So then, Tan jiten shima de tombo dosa chi, tan jiten shima de yito tenpa tena, tenpa lan jubi go tamba jangro nga zuwa tan dele tangji chi sawa lende la yishi chi teba che ba wasi. Tan nga zu dele tangji sawa lende la yishi chi teba che ba wasi, di kato de yari sanada.
So, we have gone through that, you know, taking refuge in three jewels. And so this will default, you know, taking refuge in three jewels to, you know, have a future, you know, happiness of one's life. And so therefore it says developing the faith of conviction that is the root of all temporary happiness and a certain goodness.
So this
explanation is divided into two. The actual way in which of reflecting the general karma, or the reflecting on the distinction among the varieties of the karma. So we have gone through the general explanation of the way in which the reflecting general explanation of the karma. So now at this particular time we are reflecting on the distinction among the varieties of karma. The reason why I'm repeating all those stages is because, you know, first of all, it is important to understand that entrance to the Buddha Dhamma is the taking refuge in three jewels. That is, we must understand this. So how can one then really practically engage in the practice of the Buddha Dhamma is by reflecting one's mind upon the law of causality. So for that purpose, then one need to know the law of causality.
So if we are
unable to understand the law of causality properly, then let's take an example of if one, though one is really hungry, but if you have a food in front of you which is poisoned, so we will not actually consume that food. So if one is unable to understand the food in front of you is poisoned, then you will happily, you know, consume it. If one is unable to identify what is negative deeds and what is positive deeds, then one will engage in negative deeds delightfully. It will happen because one is unable to understand what kind of faults that one may have out of engaging in this negative deeds. So now let's focus on the text, the Lambim text itself. It is, I think, page 216 English, and then Tibetan, so it is 162, if you have the same book as I do. And so then here we start from the reflecting on the distinctions among the varieties of karma, the presentation of the distinction among the varieties of the karma has two parts. First one is the principal teachings of the ten parts of the actions, and then second one is the determination of the effects of actions. So the first part, we talked about the principal teachings of the 10 parts of the actions here, really referring to the 10 non-virtuous actions.
So Ledan Jebi Jebi Tsu Chetan Chendawa Shila Toma Neba Chen Nanto Shashen Shashenas.
So then the principal teachings of the 10 parts of the actions, which is the first part, it's just given that I have ascertained the causality of the happiness and suffering, as explained previously, have understood that karma increases, that I will not meet with the result of the actions that I have not done, in other words, and that actions I have done will not perish. About that sort of karma and effect, should I initially develop certainty, which should I adopt and which should I cast aside?
So in the Yunchu Kazi Karikia Sarazana Leng Yabaro, Pecha Omanu Sheba Chimazet, the Shia Tayan Bas, Tishiro Tigitunda, the Hedoro, Tahiana in the edges, Ta Lalanka Dugus, Lawa Yenas, Joatero.
So now we talked about the karma that you have committed, with certain to, you know, you are certain to experience the result of the karma, and multiplication of the result of one's karma. And once karma is committed or one's karma is accumulated, and its result is imperishable. In other words, it cannot be perished. So having understood those stages of the karma, then now how one can really engage in the practice to avoid engaging in negative deeds from now on.
그때는
So again here, I've been telling all of you, I'm not really, you know, telling you and teaching you based on the religious belief. Rather, I'm explaining and I'm teaching this based on the reality.
마서쇼게야노네 군다바 마니 바다 간제 드비친 되네 레가 제고요 바스 무스 진제다 렌데세티 키 타니 마제나요로
So one may not really be aware of whether aware of cause and effect, but if we think carefully right from the morning, we have a desire to accomplish something. Regardless of what kind of action that one may engage, and deep down you have some kind of desire to accomplish something. Particularly in the United States, if one has no work, then you have no food. So if you look at from one angle, the United States is enriched by all those resources and opportunities. But if however, when I look at, carefully, I see that's, in other words, though at the same time you are unable to have, you cannot eat your food if you don't work. But in India, although they are not working, but I can see people can get their food without working.
It's a joke.
However, our engagement of one's actions is really, directly or indirectly, one is actually focusing on the law of causality. There's a cause and effect. It's a very critical, to understand or to the law of causality or the karma. So in general, you can conclude that there are three ways to engage in the goods and bad conducts. So here, physically, verbally, and mentally.
Gosunji gave me get on chance, Lena Jud Mandi chance, gave me get no chino rapa cano mato, yishin de chawa, no, Sanji Jamden de ne dunin, no, be Lena Jusonsi, the da pony, deshin de chay, ne no chan, 준디와 지네 까빌레나 쮸송데 쮸레송도
So then it says although not all the all the virtues and non virtues of these three ways are included within the 10 paths of actions still the Buddha the Bhagavan summarizing the key points you know taught the most obvious or the cross among the virtues and non virtues as being the 10 paths 10 parts of the of virtues and non virtues actions then it's he taught that extremely great foundation for the misdeeds are the 10 parts of the non virtues actions
de la chuno raba de ne ne geta me ge chiri pa le jala ne chu son so she ta sa long dang je le chang sa ling a son shi yu ji ra dang de le ji me ge wa ta me ji ji len la son bo ye da ra ja na chang son son bi lang ne ta pa ju she son so sa ji ba shi
Then he saw, it says, and he saw that when you give up this 10, you adopt the virtuous actions, and that most important points of these virtuous actions are also in 10, also 10 in number. Therefore, he taught 10 parts of the virtuous actions as well. So then that it says, the treasure of the knowledge, it says, summarizing the most obvious among them, the Buddha said that the paths of actions, virtues and non-virtues are 10. And then also if you practice these three paths of actions, gradually your speech being restrained mentally and not committing physical non-virtues, you will achieve the path taught by the sage.
Deje tenda kare re se sona ini megya wachu da gewa chu sanje ke sun yu de ini rabat jiro rabat de ne chu sun wa re ma do hita chena da de che ge ma re tenda de
So what this you know the verses are actually stating here is although we talked about all those negative deeds are encapsulated within the 10 negative deeds and all those virtuous deeds are encapsulated within the virtuous deed and non-virtuous deed and so on and however we're really talking about the gross level of the non-virtuous deed and the virtuous deed
dele minsin deshi jogu mare megyo wachi ge lesa ti do ni yongore salada
so then we're not going to go through the explanation of this because the 10 virtuous and non-virtuous actions the explanation will be found later so you might ask some questions So then it says, knowing the 10 parts of the non-virtuous actions and their effects, restrain yourself from even being motivated to commit them. Then practice the path of actions of the 10 virtues in which your body, speech, and mind are not at all mixed with the path of non-virtuous actions. This practice is indispensable as the basis for all three vehicles as well as for the accomplishment of the two aims of beings. Hence, the conquerors repeatedly praised it from many perspectives. So it is possible that one may have a perspective when we talk about the 10 non-virtuous actions, you know, abstaining from 10 non-virtuous actions. It's really, referring to the initial stage practitioners. It looks it's possible that you might have some kind of feeling that this 10 non-virtuous, refraining from 10 non-virtuous actions are not required beyond the initial stage practitioner of initial stage. So now this is very clear that it's demonstrating not only referring to the initial stage practitioner, but rather it says this practice is indispensable, right, as the basis for all three vehicles, as well as for the accomplishment of the two aims of the beings.
Sanje ji go to man yang da yang to pa pure sa ro me ge chu pong ye chu chu song ba de la ka de yu na de ro tang
so observance of those virtuous actions and abstaining from non virtuous actions is the conduct of abstaining from non virtuous actions are is repeatedly praised by the sage or the by the Buddhas.
Tendu yu mege chubo yu tsuchun senge di chi nga tsu ki gang jia de uzu jia de anyu da gaya chi chi maro wala da. Rwa, di jun yi leka dan jebi to ne kosunga yu nge chi chi rwa.
So again here, abstaining from refraining from ten non-virtuous actions and observing the 10 virtuous conduct are not really require a rigorous meditation practice. You know, those virtuous and non-virtuous, 10 non-virtuous and virtuous actions are related to us about day-to-day activities.
Then, Chandra, Nyenjung, Shanchu, Yisen, Sengitaz, Roa, Madde, Gangajan, Mibachane, Roa, Shuj, Yumudua, Kalajin, Shudua, Lada.
For instance, taking refuge in individuals and development of renunciations or the definite emergence, in other words, and development of bodhicitta really requires meditation, so it requires intensive meditation. So then what I have called virtues are the taproots of the perfection of the deities and humans. They are the taproots of the enlightenment of Sharvaka and Pratigibuddha. They are the taproots of this of the unexcelled perfect enlightenment. And what are these taproots? They are the 10 virtuous actions.
So
it's really emphasized on the importance of practicing morality or the ethical discipline, in other words, because it says the practice of morality or the ethical discipline is a water that cleans all those negativities. It's also the cooling of the heat. It's also that the moonlight, like coolings of the heats. So according to the scripture, it says when we describe the moon, moon has a nature of cooling. So if you again relate to one's own experience, when you see the moonlights at night and you feel like a little bit coolness. It's the dispeller of the practice of morality is said to be the dispeller of the heats of delusions. Who has great, magnificent lookings among all beings, someone who really observed morality. such individual can be seen as a Mount Meru.
Kanje nga tsugi mi mongpa nolu la mi chi de mandawa ka diyo na kono chi tonga debo ndawa chi de kanka ya gu gu sa chi chawa de kari debo rsa na tsutu suan debo r.
So, you know, it's we have, you know, this experience in our day-to-day life when sometime, you know, a single person or one person can really, you know, stands out, you know, among the crowd. So, you know, you look so attractive and very a nice looking person, and it is a result of practice of morality.
Penang chu zon khatu chila wa na rwa tang zo changgo ru mo chi ji chimba da zhe yi de sing de ga zo jin bo tu gu ma de rwa chu chu zo ma yin bi jian xian ne rwa zan bu ling ji pe ri jian da ma da wa ma ma yin jie yu di jie dang ma da wa de yong de ga ren de bo de se so na chu chu yin de bo.
So, I would like to set an example of His Holiness, for instance, His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Though it is inexpressible and it's beyond our thoughts, we cannot conceptualize the quality of His wisdom and His compassion, and but it is very evident that anyone who look at Him and who meets Him, it's really delight. You know, there's a delightful experience by means of seeing His Holiness, you know, even the you know, high officials and so on. And I really feel that it's because of His impeccable practice of His morality.
Mm-hmm.
His moral conduct and His moral observation is very impeccable.
So
we have some kind of delightful feeling, you know, when you come across with high officials. But unlike the His Holiness, you know, when you see the His Holiness, not only just you have the delightful feeling that you have is very extraordinary. It's a power of practice of morality. It can subdue other sentient beings. That's what it says.
So
we have Tibetan, you know, songs. It says, it is not surprising when a country that is a communist and who can actually rule entire, you know, world, that is not really surprising, you know, if this happens. But then, and a simple monk who is a follower of the Shakya lineage, which is the Buddha Shakyamuni, if he, who is a follower of the Shakya lineage, can rule the world, and isn't that amazing? What it says.
Then I saw you go out carrying your son. Or, because Kansas the cheaper one, but only cheaper one. Mare, so so many years, then just choose one. Choose one, only one. Just choose
one.
Or, because the middle of Yangtze, the middle of Yangtze, the current gear of Yangtze, just one. Just one. Kangkai call the Kyushu Jason, don't marry it. Or, I saw Kangkai the only one. Just one.
So it's not only again surprising to see the quality of the other person, but rather whatever the quality of that individual is possessed can be accomplished by all of us. Okay, let's take a break here.
단지 치디 친구 됐어요. 대다 시내로 양달로 비트 담반나지 미지 송원제로 지르고 지소 수중이 단다이 편에 시발라 때네 아니 담반나지 미지 제비진다 송으로 예송으로
So it says sublime beings protects you know, observe the morality, the practice of the morality, like protecting one's own eyes. So I, the yogic, have undergone this practice, and those of you who wish to liberations may engage in the same practice as well.
고디버시나 이니 년년에제나 말했더니 중성 이니 저런저기 타반되고 있나 이니 만나게 년년제시고서.
So in other words, I have engaged in those practices and I accomplish those spiritual realizations. And if you wish to gain liberations, you may also follow my footsteps.
뭔데지? 총주마서 내려와. 대 갈래 용은 갈래 계속 가려요래서 대기 따지듯 제국으로.
So it's like when you prior to you know engaging in you know mundane activities such as business, or so you have to first think about what kind of benefit that you may gain out of this business, right?
마도로와 현지
So then if you know if one's sense of you know receiving the teachings or the giving the teachings is to gather more people you know to one's own self, on one's own people, and if you gather or the recruit more people, if you have that kind of sense, then that is totally wrong.
Then a touchy chain a chain roata, roa. Then a lumba de chain, choosing the kangaji michi in a chain don't a kangaji a chigmaro.
So if you, you know, analyze, it's really like a, you know, law that is imposed upon us. So if you, if one doesn't commit in any crime, then you'll have no problem, you know, being in this country.
Then no yin yin, roa sen ji langga, roa yi ji langga. Then roa la chinti kusun na, ni kun roa sa ji langga del kanyin ji a chik ma des.
So and similarly, if one observe the law of part of one's mind, in other words, and then you will reach the path. You reach your destinations of one's mind without any difficulties. So it is this purpose that we need to understand that importance of observing morality or moral conduct. It's not really, you know, when we talk about the, you know, moral conduct or ethical discipline, it's really referring to the person, you know, other than oneself. So this is what we need to bear in our mind. So it says, for example, our Lord of Nagas, here in the Lamrim text. What is, you know, saying here is, now, ethical discipline, the practice of the morality, is the foundation of everything. So it serves, well, you know, it is a foundation, in other words, the foundation here refers to the foundation of all those virtuous quality or the virtuous activities.
Tele jeba de ma sondo to a li da bo pe na sa zhong dang zhong che dang zhong de dang jiang dang yu ko dang ji bi po dang tang che dang sa za da xin ge wa dang me dang xin tang che dang sa le che ta tang che dang sa bian ji cu tang che dang lo do tang che jie xin mo wa dang xie wa dang xie wa
So it says, for example, a lot of Nagas, all villages, cities, municipalities, districts, countries, and king's places, and all grasses, bushes, medical herbs, medicinal herbs, and trees, all fruits of labors, all stocks of seeds, and and the growth of all harvests, their plowing and harrowing and productions, everything rests on the earth. So their source is the earth. Likewise, O Lord of Naga, this path of the 10 virtuous actions are the source of divine and human birth of attaining the goal of virtuous practice of learners and those with no more to learn, of the enlightened, of the Pratigya Buddha, and of all the Bodhisattva's deeds, and all of the qualities of a Buddha.
So it's
very easy to understand because in this, it is evidence that all the houses and such as, trees and so on are rest, actually, everything is rest on the earth or on this, on the ground. So similarly, all the practice, beginning from taking refuge in tree jewels up until the complete state of enlightenment are rest on the earth, on the moral disciplines or the morality. So without the earth, so there's no way that we can rest. Probably the scientists might do something, but as of now, without the earth, so that we cannot rest on.
天堂也 간제 연태나지 제친지라니 추진지라마 되면 용서만도와.
So in the same manner, all those positive qualities are depending upon depending upon one of the practice of morality. So therefore, Chandrakriti in the commentaries on the Middle Way summarizes the significance of the Buddha's praise in the sutras on the 10 levels for the ethical discipline in which you eliminate the 10 non-virtues. And it says, then for ordinary beings, those born from the Buddha's speech, those whose natures are certain as self-enlightened, or the conqueror's children, there are no cause of certain goodness or high status apart from ethical discipline.
Now, I'm talking about the case of the Buddha, I'm talking about the Buddha, and I'm talking about the Buddha, and I'm talking about the Buddha, and I'm talking about the Buddha.
So we as a practitioner one must place a great hope of gaining either high rebirths, such as rebirth in humans and devils, human realms and devil realms. And then if one then furthers one's, you know, hope for the better, then one must practice with the hope of gaining liberations and complete state of enlightenment. So those are the hope that we need to place when we are practicing. So you can highlight with those who have the text, you can highlight those important points so that later on if you want to trace, then it's easy for you to find. So in the 10 levels, the sutra on the 10 levels, the Dasya Bhumika Sutra. In that sutra, actually, elaborates of the benefits of, benefits of practicing morality. However, the Chandrakriti actually encapsulates the entire teachings that we find in the Dasyabhumika Sutra within those verse, within a very single verse that we went through, that for the ordinary beings, those born from the Buddha's speech and so on. So here, if you really think about the logical sense, there are sometimes one must understand one's understanding of the teacher. It's a valid teacher or the bona fide or the qualified teacher by reflecting upon the teachings of the teachings that are given by this particular teacher.
Padin dawa traba jitin jabe ye jiru mochila song yundi padin dawa traba se de tinshu hai nene any gombo ludu ye tawa sanjin de any zambulila tena pesa penjochi jibutambachi song yundi.
So Manjushri has actually said to Lama Tsongkhapa Baba, saying this Chandrakriti actually came to this world, human existence, from the Deva existence, with the intention of giving a commentaries of the writings of the of Nagarjunas.
So
Lama Tsongkhapa has emphasized very strongly that one follow the teachings of the glorious Chandrakriti. So this is such an emphasis, actually stressed by the Lama Tsongkhapa to follow those great beings such as Chandrakriti and so on. So from our part, if you still remain, doubtful, then probably it's not appropriate.
So then it says,
repeatedly, guard your ethical discipline by maintaining a sense of restraint. There are some who have no such restraint, even with regard to a single practice of the ethical discipline, yet still say, I am the practitioner of Mahayana. This is a very dishonorable. The Sutra of Kritikarva states, by means of these 10 parts of the virtue, you will become a Buddha. However, there are those who, for as long as they live, maintain even a single path of virtue sections, but who say such things as I am Mahayana practitioners. Mm-hmm. I seek unexcelled perfect enlightenment. Such people are the great hypocrites and liars, it says. And they deceive the world in the presence of the Bhagavans or the Buddhas. And mm-hmm. they preach nihilism. And when they die, they seem confused and they fall back. So it's a, you know, it is, you know, stress very, well, it's a very critical point. It is, you know, stressed by Lama Tsongkhapa Panchen.
딘드베 디송베니 같이 문도와 같이 넘어졌던 요구도와 그 같이 던져서 가서로 두고 말에 이나요 다 소속이 따이로 안 될 정도 라니기 송고에게 추천 하지면 송벽가나 나티 받침 보인 선로 등에 용식으로
So it is possible nowadays, you know, one is not actually observing even a single moral conduct, some morality. One still claims that one is the practitioner of Mahayana or Mahayana practitioners.
It's possible.
So it happens in China. His Holiness once said that there's a gang actually. They form a gang and then they'll appoint one person as a leader and wearing a distinctive sort of outfit and claiming him or herself as the great master and giving a teachings and to gather a wealth, in other words. And so then it says that the worst thing is that at night, and all of them are found in the bars and drinking and so on. So this will really happen.
Mm-hmm. 된두
It's really happens. It will happen. It's possible.
그래서는 지 벤조기 나다 세나리 같이 가리나야 뭔고고도 하는 야즈명이 야 카운터로 와 대성
뒤에 So there are a lot of people you know who would really like to deceive other people. So it's a plenty. So we find this.
하버 메들레 따지제 라니레 히테지 마노나로 거기 진 넘버지 게인도 그만 넘버지 되었으나 아니 인지르사는 코로나라 지 뭔가 다는 게 약한도도
So then if we do not possess a right qualification to examine that individual the person then we will be then admired by his or her you know the chantings and so on so then we may be deceived later on So we have to be careful with that.
네, 카톤바 미로아. 태쇼랑 같이 어떤 쇼지 전에 쇼지도아. 로.
So actually I'm not really, you know slandering or gossiping, but I heard that, you know, there are many that these things are happening in Taiwan as well.
치슬레 대장으로 뭐지 다 간제 난초긴 되게 저 간제 내가 거는 시에 치슬레 지 태연으로라 지 오마티게 장에 지로 지생에 오미 따와 지로 지생에 근데 쉬우 뭐뭐도 성도
So then later on, it is because of His Holiness' teachings and his emphasis on the importance of studying the Buddha Dharma. Then there are many individuals who would like to actually learn or to receive the teachings on Madhyamaka, which is the middle way, and the Dange, which is the excellent, or which is interpretive, and the definitive, you know, text of the Lama Tsongkhapa.
If one
understands properly about the Buddha Dharma, then one will not be deceived by others.
Yang xie ge ji you de dap ne ro, ran yi ge toma ji nan chu wo zhe yi ge ka ren yin de, ba ling a yi su ge de bi wo ge la ma de le zhe ji de de ba che de, zhe wa de che sa ji, chu su go lu de zhe su na, yang ran yi ta ke ba che ne, la ma de le ka tong mo ge ji ge ta ke tong ge le ma do, ya yi ni mi qing bo zhe la da.
So again, it's, we have to be very careful because in the beginning when the guru is giving a teachings and you have great devotions and faith to a particular guru and receive the teachings. And later on, when you find a faults from this particular guru, then we engage in, you know, speaking, we are bad things at the back of gurus and so on. So this we really need to avoid. And we have to find a skillful means, even though you may find some faults from this particular guru, but you might find some solution, not you or yourself, you know, engaging in those negative, speech with regard to the gurus.
Lari korono nanji tsawa shenye te tene kane do gore se te sachi kono tene di uro lari yosu tsoba.
So in the Lamrim it says, all the entire teachings of the Lamrim is encapsulated within how to rely upon the guru, and having relied upon the guru, then how one can train oneself on the path.
So,
So how can we can transcend from one place to another is depend on whether you have the permission to transcend one form to another place, right? From one place to another place. So similarly, we need to have this, teachings or the practice from one place to another, to transcend one's teachings, to develop one's teaching from one to another, we need to have all those proper sequence that we find in the Lamrims.
Yang ko dinzu ji yong yi roro, bena nga chong de cha jan roro, ji cha chen ji lama ji koron yong roro ji sa la, kyu gona so so ki ji chue xie de na, ko tepas ke me je, ko dinzu ji yong le, chue xie ton roro yu na, koron rang yi langa ji yu jiri ma do, ji,
Sometimes it may happen that you receiving the teachings out of the rule, that you may have a rules of a community that you need to be there when somebody is giving teachings without any faith and devotions. And that's probably for them, there might be a different case, it's a different case. But if you receive the teachings based on faith and devotions, then it is not appropriate to talk bad things about the gurus from whom you have received the teachings out of your faith.
So it's just
we see in the text, it says such an individual will fall back. He's referring to it's an individual really engages on those slandering and lying and so on. In other words, it's with these actions of the lying and slandering, it's actually deceiving all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And such individual will they fall back. The fall back here referring to the fall back in the hell realms. So then you should understand a falling back to be the synonymous for taking completely miserable rebirth. And then
she later on TV.
So in the text it says when they die, they seems confused and they fell back. So fell back here, you should understand the falling back to be a synonym for taking completely miserable rebirth. Let's take some questions if you have questions.
How does the practice of the confession Buddhists, the 35 Buddhists, the confessions?
Okay.
How does that help with the negative when we do a non-virtue? How does that?
Okay. So, around the Tunja Lassum Song, a Sanga Shurum, Lassum Song, a Sanga Dengi, Yamlin, Jenny, Daddy, Tigani, Manzu, Chigling, a massage, or that Chig Miguel Julia, Tonshak, Digide, Candes, that Chig Chanto Grace was at
it.
So we will this text, this confession practice will we will touch this letter on this, but however I will just elaborate on the confession practice right now. So there are four forceful antidotes or the remedies for one's negativities, the negative deeds that we have done in the past. So first one is tengito, which is the antidotes or the remedy of the reliance, which is the one practice that you're doing, practice of the 35 Buddhas, which is the remedy for reliance.
Then I'm also you dipasana yakunchula tene nimisa chida masajele tene nimisa nima to yomane salada.
So when we talk about accumulating a bad karma or the negative deeds, when one engages in negative deeds, either in relation to Buddhas or the sentient beings, those are the only two possibilities of the objects, object of one's own, accumulation of bad karmas or the negative deeds. So generally, one purifies one's negativities accumulated in relation to the in relation to the Buddhas or the enlightened beings by engaging in the practice of taking refuge, and one eliminates or the one purifies one negativity accumulated in relation to the sentient beings is by extending or by practicing compassion. So then also there's another practice, you want to visualize all the 35 Buddhas in front of oneself, and visualizing the nectars emerges from the body of all the 35 Buddhas and entering through the crown of one's head and cleansing entire, for the negativities that one have committed. And then with this, then you must again have a great regret and remorse by reflecting all the negative deeds that one have done in the past. Whatever the negative deeds that one have done in the past, try to remember all those negative deeds and then have a great regrets and remorse and commit not to engage in such a negative deeds in the future. And that's one way of, purifying.
Zinda. Zinda.
So, other questions?
I've asked before, I guess I still don't understand. How is karma preserved? You know, there is nothing physical about our minds, and what goes from life to life is very subtle, and yet this vast storehouse of karma comes with us. How does this work?
Okay. 당연히 레스 세리간다 레디코 샘드 요요 차디코
that
same 세리간레 same 데니 양고 지 뱀베 쳐지 말았다 만디자니 다 컨데스다고 레디코 지 라이프 다 가서 지 세레노 세레브지 쪽 용도야 돼 컨데스 컨데스 나타나 이게 양고 고치 문제스데
언티지가 뒤지 되는 등지 도바 사그레스로 등지 도바 상에 열에서는 배제되는 되는 소도
you know this kind of doubt is bound to happen
간데 도바 사그레스나로 변은 메 변은 메지기 신진지 세 샤사 창조 연도 도바 정말 상제서 저는 이니 제말에 간데 연구를 했어 변은 뉴그 지여서는 메타시티 창조 조서나 이거 말어 왔어 라그도스
so for instance you know it says If someone engages in act of killing or killing an animal and finish, you know, his act of killing is totally finished, and then how can the result is followed, you know, by means of his practice of act of killing. And then also says once the sprout is totally burned by the fire, and what kind of result will be followed? So it's not dissimilar. It's not in this way. One must not have understanding of one's result of karma in this way.
Chipa mare se di pena ro. Macho ki sense in this series ngon nendo ro ale.
No. So it's not in this way because when we talk about the mind, right? Mind, we're talking about the mind in the nature of seric, which is the mere luminosity. Luminosity. It is a very clear and untainted by the pollutants, but it's actually again covered by the layers of the negativities, like a cloud.
So, mipa da mubai na le mipa na te ni dripa lang mo zija gula ala te nyudri te shidi.
So here, when we talk about the layers of the cloud or the pollutants, we are really referring to the two kinds of obscurations: obscuration to liberation and obscuration to omniscience. So those are the two layers. So then, in addition to that, then we have a lake dipa, which is again the stains of karma. Since this needs to be explained on the basis of consciousness, right, on the basis of mind, so we cannot really pinpoint and present this, demonstrate this physically. So how then this propensity of karma really, you know, preserves is. It is preserved within one's continuum, within one's own mind, within one's continuum, and it remains within one's continuum in the dormant manner. So then this the propensity of the karma that remains within one's mind as a form of in a dormant manner, then whenever this the propensity of the karma is met with the conditions, then it manifests. Just like the seeds of the barley, when the seeds of the barley meets with the other conditions, such as fertile soils and manures and so on, moistures and so on and so forth, then this give rise to sprouts. Mm. In the same manner, the propensity of karma that remains in one's mind met with the condition, then it manifests. For instance, if I have a headache, so according to the Dharma, then I have a headache because of my karma. So for us, like most of the time, when we have some kind of physical illness such as headache, and we know there's some kind of cause which give rise to headache, it's because our identification of the cause is only a minor condition, which is probably you may have eat a food, a lot of oil or very oily foods. It is because of that, and I'm having headaches. We're just identifying a very minor condition which give rise to the headaches. We're not really being able to identify actual cause, which is the karma.
嗯，这些，记忆前的连接性，一的东北人的，超过连接的超过有嘛的，是来引发了的。
So the most subtlest phenomena is the law of causality. There's no subtle phenomena other than law of causality.
嗯，大约也是了的。
Any questions?
대령님께서 어제 자세히 다 쓰라다.
So today I've given enough time. So. 4 questions, sorry, 2 questions, ask some questions.
Sure. Is it also that whatever deeds, virtuous or non-virtuous, we engage in, it changes our mind as well, and we carry that later, in future lives, it changes our mind. Is that a valid way?
You mean
Well, if we engage in let's say somebody is doing well and all of a sudden they start to take a little bit of bad deeds, and eventually they kill somebody, let's say. It changes them. But if it's the opposite, if somebody becomes a better and better person, they become that. And so that's in the mind. That's kind of, the mind is changed by the deed.
Deeds or karma, you mean? Or the deeds or the karma?
Well, the deeds
okay.
Makes the karma.
Yeah, I'll just do that. Okay. The
Kuro
Moroya and the Chick lays than the Chick Serigalia and the Sundu, the Chick Morosam than the Jevin, the Michigi, Chick Susu, the Java Shurva, Nire, Java Digi, and the Chick Semi, a Guyer stage. So we have a karma actually. We already have a karma, and karma can then be actually transformed by the karma, whatever karma that you have accumulated, be transformed by the meeting of the appropriate conditions. So if we were to, think about the, we cannot really count the, you know, the negatives and positive deeds or the karma. It is a countless.
Degi kono ge ki yebi onge roa. Judi yebi onge jen de te yongdi juwa ro cho cho ji roa.
Since the cause is already there, then as long so once the causes exist, then when this cause is met with conditions, then it is ready to transform its result.
Then according to Shina Roa, meti jo zombotine ko yan juwa roa tege ko ju yao roa ge ju chime na jo zombot ji ko ge ko ya don tu gu ma re yes. Then shin kan no lo lo ne kan chi la to me na chu de li ka se jo na se ka sa be che gu ma roa as.
So, for instance, if someone who become a very, you know, positive person, or someone who become a really nice person, because of his companion or the friend, and so, in this understanding, so such individual is becoming a better person. It's not entirely depending upon. The cause of, you know, becoming a better person is not entirely dependent upon his companion. He or she already has actual cause to become a better person, already inside.
Penaro, lente yapo kelim bichin se tsendi yi kange te sona yang pento chi ngane jache jayo re salada.
So, if one have a real appreciations or the convictions or the belief in law of causality or karma, then when one come across with some, you know, disasters or, you know, calamities, then it really benefits. One can really acute, you know, one can really, you know, confront those ones, you know, the difficulties. So those who have trained their mind, who really engage in the practice of training one's mind, then in fact they will be very happy when they meet with, you know, unfavorable conditions.
Tie mai na thani pa chi na nga so pe na chi ma chi na ani nga ti kar chong na ta le yi ong ge kar yi na nge ta le do cha ji ka ti sa yi na se ne ani nga so ji la ma ta le ya shong ye mo bo ye re sa la da ro.
So in fact, you know, it happens many times, you know, I'm happy, you know, this is what's the problem that I'm having, because what kind of, probably I may have done something in my past life to accumulate karma to have this kind of, you know, unfavorable situations and so on.
So without
having a proper understanding of law and law of cause and effect or the karma, then when one come across with bad situations, then it becomes so uncontrollable, and then one, in the worst case, you know, we commit suicide, and then we have we even within the family, so we kill each other and so on. So.
Tang aso dunne chi mien ro, tang aso ye kanchi so la zewa chi ne langa mano wa chi ro wa gosong la tachi chi gu do wa sa la do di na.
So in brief, we examine ourselves, and because as long as one, you know, one have a genuine love for oneself, then one need to examine ourselves and make sure that your, you know, actions of the body, speech, and mind is not really influenced by the negativities. So now we'll dedicate, once we dedicate all the virtues deed that one have done today. by reflecting on ourselves, oneself again here. So until now, you know, I'm unable to, you know, free myself from this, you know, unenlightened existence because of lack of understanding of law of cause and effect, and not being able to follow the teachings of the Buddha. So today, I'm able to appreciate, you know, the law of cause and effect, and to follow the Buddha's teachings. So I will do my best to engage in the practice of the practice of the Buddha, and the practice too is not only benefiting oneself, but also for the benefit of all other sentient beings. And may I dedicate all my virtuous deeds for the accomplishment of one's own enlightenment, and as well as enlightenment of other sentient beings.
Lo zong tian bie
jime sa so chi doye mi se da do ne jo chi roye ko ye shin go su pe do de wa ma le jo ye ne shi re se wa de zi jo so ye Sābhya sīnti bādhu tīnjū jī Bhī bāyī jītā cīmbā tāṁ Kīntū sāmbū tīyā tīcī tī Tētā kīnjī jīsū dālū shī Gīvā tītā tāṁcī rūdhū mū Tīsūṁ shībī jāvā tāngjī jī Mōvā kānglā chūtū ngāpā tī Dāgī gībī sāvā tīgī jāng Sōṁ bō shīshī rūtū